Monopool, the Geek.io live play role-playing podcast.
Hello and welcome, friends, to the Monopool, your Geek.io live play role-playing podcast. I'm CJ. I don't have a character right now, so I'm just your voice in your head. Joining me, as always, is your other voice in your head, Rachel.
Hi!
We're your voices in your head. Not the Josh voice in your head. The other voice in your head.
Mwah.
There's Josh. explode all of the things, Dale.
Hey-o!
Show that he is better than Fragul and everything, Felix. Hey. It's okay. Everybody likes second place. Raul.
Hello.
And last but not least, it's really hard to rhyme the word librarian with anything, but librarian with the Everitharian, Carrie.
Hi.
I mean, she's certainly not Presbyterian.
Yeah. I don't think she would ever become a pescatarian.
I like meat.
I got this.
Okay.
Wow. I'm confusing and breaking CJ before we even start. This is
yes.
Great.
Rachel's showing me things because now we're in. We apologize for any kind of weird audio levels on our level or on our show on our end. Rachel and I are
at Disney.
So yeah, we're in a hotel right now. Because
next week everything blows up in real life. So this is the last week for a couple weeks that we can do anything fun.
So, we have a new email, you guys.
I want to read it.
Okay.
Yay.
Email.
It's from our friend Ashley again. It's from our friend Ashley again. Ashley caught up to us and listened to episode 52, where Kai decided it was a good idea to cut his hand open to nerds. And...
Should I read the title? Would you like me to read the title, the subject line? The subject line is Monopool episode 52. What the fuck? I'm saying I'm sorry ahead of time, guys. What the hell, guys? Why did Kai do that? Is CJ completely insane?
A little bit.
God damn it! I'm never going to get my Kai plushie now, am I?
My response to her was simply,
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
Ashley, Velfreya has a message for you. Welcome to my world.
But now that you're listening to this, it won't matter anymore because I don't have a character anymore.
Well, that's not true.
I don't
what are you talking about? We're kicking CJ off the show.
My character ran off with the elves. No, not elves. The not dwarves.
With me.
No, it's not the not dwarves either.
Race names are hard.
So let's go ahead and part the veil of reality because that's what we do here.
Yes. So, yeah. I mean, last time on the Manipool, I have dubbed him Eldritch Evil Shit because we don't know his name.
Nobody asked.
Nobody gave a fuck. He was evil. He needed to die. he did his weird macabre thing and got through a skills challenge, got pushed back a little bit, I suppose, or de-summoned, or
just ran the fuck off without killing us, which was appreciated.
Yes.
I think Remy exploded him.
Remy exploded a bit of him, I'm sure, because I'm absolutely sure that guy was defeated with just that.
Totally.
Yes, he's never absolutely. You're never it. Going to see him again.
It's going to be like Raditz, where he actually never shows back up. This guy matters. He's Goku's father. Never seen from again.
That's right. We can grow Raditzes.
The real story is that we're all trying to deal with some kind of internal trauma, and he's just a representation of it.
Yeah. But after that, Kai and Amy did one final good thing for Remy and made him a tree.
He's a beautiful bush in the middle of town.
We left the party to become landscapers.
on a training Kaiden with the Torun, who are neither elves nor dwarves. Thank you very much.
They are fluffy and cute.
They are they are not fluffy either.
That would be Amy speaking. They are fluffy and cute, and I like them.
Like, one guy has a poofy ponytail, and she's like, you're fluffy.
You're my favorite. You're my fluffy. I don't know what you're talking about. I'm an alien. Okay, fine.
I'm from the moon.
I have, it is soft. Do not hug me.
And then Kai and Amy realized that the shit that was about to happen, and Animal warped and went the fuck away. Surely never to be seen again.
I don't know. Amy's got some hardcore learning to do before she comes back. And
yeah, they're running off of the Torun and playing buddy cop shows until further notice.
Because here on the Manapool, in my games, we don't kill off the characters.
Unless Josh kills them, and then you're screwed.
Are there worse things than death?
Once we get to that level of merch, I still absolutely want to have a good boy Kai plushie.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Like I will be the first person to spend as much money as I need to get lupine form Kai. Like, yes.
You know, it might take a couple of iterations. We may wind up having to go with Lupine the Third.
No.
Because we don't have visual listeners, we just have audio listeners on this podcast. You all should have seen Felix just furiously shaking his head at that one.
This is why I drink.
This is why Calabras embarked on his journey in the first place. Is that
somebody embarked?
Somebody, and then I barked.
Somebody
said one too many puns, and he just snapped.
Fuck it, destroying the world.
You know what? Death is pretty great, actually.
One death is even better.
Yeah.
So wait, hold on. Real life thing here. On our way over here to Disney, traveling the highway, there's this weird ass, I don't know what the context of it is, but a weird ass billboard next to the fairgrounds that says, "Better left undead than dead." I don't know what the context of it was.
They're predicting the zombie apocalypse.
That's supposed to be better left unread than dead. Anti-texting while driving ad.
But Calabres vandalized it.
I like zombie apocalypse choice better, thank you. I'm going to go with my canon, and that's where we're going to leave that.
Never mind. All right, Josh corrected me.
It's only because I've seen that one, so it's like, I know what he's talking about.
I'm looking like, what the hell is that supposed? What do you mean, better left undead than dead? What is going on here?
Clearly, well, I mean, I'm sure Calabras would agree with that.
It's true. I 100% would.
All right, you guys. So Rachel and I are going to shut up for a bit because we don't have a horse to play in this. And Josh, take it away.
So it's been a hell of a night, you guys.
Yeah, it has. Is it still nighttime?
It's getting. I think we've had this discussion once before. It's twilight.
Like pre-dawn, basically.
You're getting that little bit of glow off on the horizon. Everything's gonna be okay.
The morning dew is starting to roll in.
The town's only marginally on fire. The screaming is starting to die down.
People can channel again.
I mean, you guys feel fantastic, don't get me wrong. Despite, you know, everything.
Well, thanks to Remy.
Yeah, you'll have that when things of that nature transpire. But as you guys are all basically decompressing from the insanity that you just were subjected to, and not quite a 13-hour boss fight. You're welcome.
It was a cutscene.
It was more like a cutscene, yeah.
QTE, you guys could interact.
A quick time, that's better. I'm okay with calling it that.
You do start to notice some level of commotion and din moving closer towards your general vicinity. And before you can get, you know, too comfortable or spend too much time contemplating the departure of your comrades, the area is very quickly becoming swarmed with official types. Guards in armor, a few of scholars from the colleges, head researchers and whatnot, trying to basically ascertain what the hell just happened. Because to be fair, while the threat for the time being has been dissipated, some real weird shit went down and you guys kind of made a massive explosion.
Sorry.
Giving them, you know, a pretty big, hey, check this area out icon on the world map.
Did we blow something up? I don't remember.
I rolled a 60. And Remy had his awesome reboot moment.
That's right. Okay. I'm sorry. I'm stupid.
It's okay. It was a long couple of episodes, and you've slept since then. We can forgive you.
Okay, good.
Yeah, Velfreya vaporized the stage, and then Remy, quote unquote, vaporized the thing.
Eldritch McEvil shit.
Yeah, that thing that's totally not coming back ever.
Ever again. It was a complete one-off.
Yeah.
I didn't put any thought into that whatsoever. I just thought it would be cool. As I watch Rachel give thumbs up on the camera.
Also, Calavras may or may not owe me a favor now.
I mean, I certainly do.
You do kind of feel like reading a book, though.
Oh, man. Can it be a book about my rise to power?
If you can find one.
Oh. I'm sure Velfreya can make that happen.
I mean, I'm joking. But...
Oh, I'm still sure she can make it happen.
Right. Yes, where can I find the books about me?
It's like asking if we could find the books about, like...
Where can I find the books on losers?
That hurts, man.
The librarian brings out this little lockbox full of dust, plops it down.
Nobody ever asked for this.
This is the word according to Nosferatu.
We can't keep books on his adversary on shelves, though, man. They just fly off.
That's how you start another apocalypse. Thanks.
This time they will remember my name and spell it correctly. But dawn is breaking. Light is slowly dawning that it is not, you know, throughout the city. You guys are in a lightly grasslanded center of town for some reason.
Oh, so it used to be all cobblestone, and now it's got grass and a really giant bush.
Very large bush.
Is the bush awake yet?
The bush is starting to come around, yes.
It's a glorious bush.
I'm still inside the foliage, by the way, kind of leaning up against his shoulder.
And the you guys are getting a bit of a perimeter set up around you, unfortunately. So you may not want to get too comfortable. Things might still yet get a little bit screwy.
I go over to Remy. That was fantastic. Let me help you up. How are you doing after that?
Tired.
Let us get back to the inn and we shall get you some rest.
I don't know if we can let you do that.
What?
Clank, 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 clank. As a, pseudo shield wall starts up around the area. You guys are, as I said, kind of surrounded by guards at the moment, and a few, important-looking figures.
Only a few.
Only a couple. Just a small handful. You know.
We've had a long night. We had a glorious battle. Now we need to rest.
Yes, well, there'll be plenty of time for rest after we have some questions answered because, well, frankly, you all were very clearly at the epicenter of things, and your presence is requested at the palace.
You know we look like hell.
Yes, well, this is not a formal attire occasion, so.
Can we get a card for our friend Remy here?
Actually, how about we leave the bush alone? Clearly, Fragul has, or my companion here, has been a little bit loose in the head since the fight. And we
too many rounds with the Eldritch Evil shit.
Yeah, just a little bit. So, sure, we will go to the palace right now and leave the bush here.
You mean you don't see the giant purple, 10-foot purple weasel there?
I think you need some rest.
Fred says hi, Raul. But remember, only you can see him.
So, let's get going.
I'm just going to whisper to Remy. Your true form. And emerge from the bush, hands first. Hands first, so they know.
Hands first. Jazz hands. Nothing up those sleeves. Certainly not any delicious Cadbury cream eggs or anything like that.
What made you say that?
No reason.
Please sponsor us.
I'm gonna lay my arms down, or at least holster them.
Yeah, clip your spear to your back, or however it is people who use spear type weapons carry a spear around. When not using it like a walking stick. Like, where are you guys on that fantasy lore, people? Come on.
Yeah, what the hell?
It's swords get all the love.
It's a short spear. It hangs on the hip. Okay. There we go. That's how it works.
And the armed guard detail will escort you all to, well, towards the palace. It's going to be a little bit of a trek there. You notice as you're, you know, gathering everything up to leave, some of the academy researchers are beginning to collect bits of the grass, some of the shrapnel left from the statuary grotesques.
A wolf growls and barks at them whenever they come too close to certain things. That doesn't
matter. That a bit. No idea.
But the bush, quote unquote, will get up and lumber along after everyone.
Excellent. I was worried when I, like, see the researchers start combing around. It's like, okay, he's coming with us.
Yeah, no, he's still pretty well covered after the rush job to throw together another disguise for him. So
Remy's coming with us. We're limping along with Remy.
And I'm going to offer Lysai a hand up if she needs one, because physically healed or not, she's kind of had a day too.
She is. Still unconscious.
I'm going to make a note to interrogate her about this after she's had a nice rest, a nice hot meal, and probably a shower.
So is someone tending to her, or do we gotta like pick her up and take her?
She's being carried on a stretcher between two of the guards.
Okay.
All right, good. So we don't have to worry about taking care of her.
What do you mean, like take care of her, like finish her off, Felix?
No!
Do I look like a monster to you? Jesus Christ!
You better start servicing that woman, my friend.
That's an objective question right there, Felix.
Look, that was the joke.
Dude, he's got his 200-year coin for no wanton murder sprees. Thank you very much.
Look, I got a badge here. It says 300
years.
I'm full of the stupid right now. Please don't. I don't know what's wrong with me tonight. Anyway,
But yeah, as you guys make your way towards the palace under armed escort, you see basically, even though it's dawn and shit went kind of crazy, life is still pretty much going on in the city. There are already mobilizations for recovery efforts. What's remaining of the fires are being put out. Unfortunately, the bodyguard is rolling around. Bring out your dead.
So bring out your dead. Are these people acting like there just wasn't a fucking apocalyptic event happening?
I mean, some of them are, mostly, you know, the people who were directly affected, you know, people being treated to medical treatment on the side of the road because they're missing an arm or, you know, some other piece of their body, or just beat to hell and back or burned from the fire.
Oh, look, the low people had a fun night last night. Oh, I'm going to go to my job now.
After an event like this, a lot of people, like, want to get back. Like, not everybody, obviously, but some people want to get back to their routine because it establishes a sense of normalcy and control over their surroundings. Also, in a city this size, life cannot afford to stop. Because if Tolvera stops, trade to Mazra stops, which would affect the entire globe economy.
That's a good point. All right.
And as you guys continue on, you notice that there are other guard details escorting other individuals towards the palace. Looks like they're primarily rounding up adventurer types like yourselves who would have, you know, played some part in combating the horrors that showed up during the night, or even just simple rescue operations.
Is there anybody that we recognize?
You see a couple of the other patrons of the Hand down one of the side streets as you cross through one of the main areas, and everybody starts congregating towards the main thoroughfare to the palace. Because, you know, like most palatial structures, it does have a very large open area in front of it where addresses can be given, things of that nature. A nice big statue of the king.
I gotta ask, anybody from the arena?
There are a few of the other arena fighters, and there is a little head nod, or, oh god, that guy. Oh, it's no surprise he's alive.
Oh god, I don't see the archer with them anywhere, thank god.
I'm still safe. I will nod in the direction of the people whose asses I whooped.
That's right, still kicking.
You best believe.
Greeting your fans, Calabras?
Something like that.
I look at the statue. Wow, is the king really that big?
Never change, Fragul.
Please, just stay that way forever.
I'll just kind of pat his arm. In the hearts of the people, yes.
Good answer.
Yes, Fragul, he literally fits in the hearts of people. He's got superpowers.
You just had to ruin it, didn't you?
It's Fragul. He wasn't going to learn anyway.
No, only when butchering boars is involved.
I mean, when butchering boars is on the table, then I'll stop cracking jokes.
I'll just shake my head and keep walking.
But everyone is escorted into the palace grounds by the armed guards. The detail obviously intensifies as you get closer into the grounds and start making your way into the palace proper. It is... Well, it's a palace. It's a masterpiece of engineering. There is absolutely beautiful sculpting and architectural work right from the, you know, the grand front doors. Massive windows to let in light and, you know, views of the ocean.
We're talking skylights here also?
Oh, yeah. This place is... it's what you would expect from the palace of the largest and one of the most powerful kingdoms on the continent, so it don't get much better than this.
I will turn to Beaufort and whisper, like, I remember when this was just a hovel.
I want to hear more about that later.
In a more private setting.
Obviously.
Out of character. That's why I said later.
3 minutes later. And so then...
then I have my ballistas at you. Start launching dead cows over the walls.
It turns out that when you resurrect catapult men, they're actually stronger than when they were alive. Okay, no, I'll stop, I promise.
It's all good.
No, this is fantastic.
It's so cute hearing Felix doing puns. Felix, you've been learning. We've taught him well.
It reminds me of the Soyfredo comment. Anyway.
Ah, Soyfredo. All
right, so...
So you guys are led into the Grand Hall.
Great.
Obviously, this place is guarded to the teeth at the moment. Appears to be little bits of damage here and there. Like, obviously, there were scuffles even as far in as the palace grounds over the night. But... because what you're dealing with here is, you know, massive and masterfully crafted, mostly stonework. Not exactly as easy to damage. And as you guys are led into the Great Hall, you can see that it's more of what you would expect from a city that just experienced an apocalyptic event. It's swarming like a beehive.
Officials are going all over the place.
Officials going all over the place, runners delivering messages, you know, reports being brought back and forth. The crown prince is at the head of the room, talking to several different individuals. A very wide array at that. You see a couple of the Torun, a few Silva, a couple of the assorted Barilanks. Obviously, not too many Ones in the room other than the guard detail. And it's loud. There's no understating just how buzzing this room is. You would not be able to whisper to one another at this point, because everything will pretty much get lost in the din, even, you know, pretty much ear to ear.
So talking is extremely difficult.
Well, at least for the time being. Obviously, once you get to a point where you are going to be questioned, you know, things will be obviously forced to settle down a little bit, but it looks like they're rounding everyone up first while taking care of other matters.
Okay. I'm not sure. I feel like we should just wait to see what happens. I don't think doing anything is going to be
better. We probably don't have a choice, because what else is there to do but do what the nice guard people say?
Is there like
those
a nice
to the men with the pointy swords?
Yeah,
is there like a nice wall to like lean up against and like just sit down for a minute?
I mean, you could probably find a column to do that, but considering most of the walls are underneath windows or near the doors, those are all pretty heavily laced with guards at the moment, just for safety purposes. Mm. But you can probably find yourself a nice column to kick back on if you really want to.
How about right in the middle of the room, I just plop down. Just like
hibernation time. See you guys in a year.
Bye.
I'm going to nudge Calabras in that direction because we need to stick together.
Whatever you do, don't let Fragul talk to anyone unsupervised.
That too.
I try and talk to one of the guards. Wow, that's a very nice sword you have.
Can I look at it?
Yeah. Can I take a look at it?
That sounds like an ugly sexual pickup line.
It's a nice hey, baby, let me get at that nice sword.
Hey, baby, check it
out. Yeah, behind the armor, it's actually a female.
Yeah. Roll to see if she's charmed by it. God damn it.
As Fragul drops an 80 persuasion.
God damn it, Fragul. Anyway, yeah, I'm going to make sure I'm just gonna kind of like isolate ourselves a little bit and wait to see what the hell's going on.
Understandable. You guys managed to find a slightly less occupied patch of room. The guards who were ferrying Lisae and on the stretcher do, you know, let her down gently, not just drop and go.
Yeah, I figured as much.
Into your care, basically, and a couple of medics do come up to check on her. You are given a pretty wide berth by the rest of the room because you're one of the only groups here that is in the company of a 10-foot-tall walking bush at the moment.
You know what? That's fair.
Is Lisai responding to any of the medics' ministrations?
That's the thing, is she looks fine. Like, obviously, she's still filthy and
torn up. She doesn't look, like, injured or anything, is what you're saying.
No, she just... Okay. It's either exhaustion or something else keeping her down at this point. She doesn't... Like, all of her wounds have closed up. You know, she's just dirty and her clothes are shit at this point. Not literal shit, of course, but...
So what do you think they want us here for?
Gee, I wonder...
Could it possibly have to do with the giant eldritch monster we fought? I don't know, Frog Ghoul. It's a mystery to all of us.
That was an what's an elder monster?
That's a good question. I don't even know why I said that. It's a type of monster, Frog Ghoul. One that is beyond the veil of reality, usually coming from some sort of other dimension.
A dimension of not only of sight and of sound, but of
it is. God damn it.
There's a signpost up ahead. The mana pool.
I'll just kind of rest a hand on Calabras's shoulder. Fraggle, he means a walking nightmare.
Yeah, typically you learn about them when you study dark magic.
Oh, is that what happens when I wake up in the middle of the night and find the room has been trashed?
Calabras will pause and tilt his head and not know how to respond to this in any way.
Valfreya is pretty much mirroring his expression right now.
For what? Are those night terrors? Do you have night terrors?
He has really aggressive sleepwalking.
This is not a joke. I'm legitimately concerned.
because you're rooming with me.
Valfreya, can I stay in your room?
Fraggle's scaring me.
Look, if there's something causing these, we should probably get that looked at some point.
No, it only happens when I eat fish for some reason.
Valfreya will just kind of turn and look at Calabras like, what?
That's exactly what he does to you. I'm not sure how to process this.
Maybe. I don't. Did he eat a cursed fish?
Is this some sort of trauma that he's linked to fish? I just don't know.
I don't know. I remember one day going out to the river with Papa.
Oh, God, no. I know where this is going, and I really don't want this to continue.
Was that in character?
Yes.
Yes. We'll put a pin on this and deal with this at another time.
Skip dialogue option.
We're gonna press escape to skip the dialogue. No, but in all seriousness, Calabres says we should put a pin on this.
Yeah, let's talk about this back at the inn. I'm worried about Lisai. He should be awake right now.
Is she awake right now?
Not just yet. She doesn't look... You know how when you look at someone and you can tell they're either really fucking out... Or, like, if you poke them enough, maybe they'll wake up. Kind of halfway in there.
we should just leave her alone.
I mean, to be fair, she did have a bit of a night.
Just a little bit of one. Well, I'm going to inquire the medics as to how what their opinion is on her health.
Well, by all accounts, she appears to be fine. I would fathom some sort of trauma, or perhaps simply levels of exhaustion. There was quite a bit of strangeness with the light overnight. Perhaps some sort of fatigue or exhaustion from over-interaction with that. It's difficult to tell at this juncture, but otherwise, physiologically speaking, she's sound.
Do you have smelling salts on you or anything?
The medic gives you that sort of what kind of a doctor do you take me for look.
I don't think it's a good idea to wake her up.
Immediately screaming and fireballs everywhere.
Let's leave her be, for now at least. We will have to ask her about her experience. Kairos is very much implying about the put on by the Eldritch Evil shit, as we are calling him.
Yes, don't worry. I know Belfreya picks up what you're putting down. She just kind of nods at you.
She likes the cut of your jib.
All right, there we go.
But yeah, as the morning starts to progress, basically what is happening is individual groups, as they are, you know, or rather as they were gathered, are brought to the front of the room by their guard detail. They have, you know, basically talks with the head advisors, the prince. Obviously there's scribes taking down everything before they are dismissed and escorted off of the premises.
So do we want to get our story straight before we go up? Because Fragu's just going to say, then Remy came up and shot a giant laser beam.
As Fragu somehow knows what a laser beam is.
No. Shot a ray of light.
Yes. Well, I mean, as long as he doesn't say what Remy is, the Barrelanx are known to have harnessed creation energy.
Meanwhile, Remy's over there. I am a stick, 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 I am a stick.
That was a reference. Reference that only I got of among the people who are recording this call.
I feel like I should know what it is and I don't, and that makes me angry.
Have you read The Way of Kings?
I have not.
Then you wouldn't know what it is.
Okay.
It's okay. We'll get you there eventually.
I mean, yeah. I'm just going to kind of wait to see what kind of announcements the king's going to make, because I'm fairly certain that's what they're going to do right now.
Well, they're going around talking to us individually is what they're doing.
Ah.
When are they going to get to us?
Not so much individually, it's group to group.
Yeah. Individual party to individual party.
Yeah, basically, this group from this sector did this thing, here's what they have to say. This group from this sector did this thing, here's what they have to say. And all of that is being taken into account. You do notice as the crowd starts to thin from all of the guards and the groups leaving, you do see Sylvia and a couple of individuals you're not familiar with being taken to the front and speaking with the group at large before being sent on their way.
Well, then I say wait our turn. I don't intend to lie to this to the authorities, not because simply because I'm also not sure what happened.
Yeah, it's important to actually like share information here. Number one, number two, we were at the epicenter. We might get access to help study this stuff.
Craggle goes, "Hey, it's the bunny lady."
I'm imagining this like ringing out right as there was a lull in the overall echo of the room.
And unfortunately, Sylvia, as you and your group are walking back from your interview with the prince and advisors, you do hear from across the room a very large and fuzzy voice of, "Hey, it's the bunny girl."
I kind of
his face palming.
Can I see them?
Well, I mean, the group like, overall is a little hard to miss considering the 10-foot brush in the room. But you do pretty easily spot Calabras's armor and Fragul's fragulness, considering you did spend more time with them than the others who were associated with them.
It's the professor. That's what he means by bunny girl.
I don't know that she's a professor. All I know is that she's a bunny girl that worked at the Coliseum.
I was talking about Freya.
Oh.
Yeah, that's a... What is she wearing?
She works at the arena. It's a long story.
I'll take your word for it.
Yeah, don't press further at all.
She served us drinks.
I kind of give them like a sort of like as I'm walking out because I'm like kind of in a rush and with a group of people, I can't really.
You're not really given the opportunity to stop and socialize, considering they're probably actively trying to dissuade people from collaborating stories for obvious reasons.
It's the convention wave.
Yeah. The convention wave and the convention see you later.
But I mean, you do at least know, one, your new friends were somehow involved, and two, they're still alive.
Hey!
And, yeah, and there's only three of them.
I'm going to wave and not attempt to stop them. Just wave like, "I am acknowledging you. Hello, goodbye."
And I do the see you later, like kind of skip
we'll
forward.
Catch up.
Yeah. Okay.
We'll do lunch.
Do brunch sometime. Yes, Queen.
I'll have my people. Call your people.
We have people?
You guys have people?
No.
I mean, we could.
Calibre, summon us some people.
Oh, shit.
Summon us some PAs, would you?
Not here! Skeleton just pops up out of the ground with a clipboard.
Hi!
God damn it, Steve.
They call me it Kelly the Skelly.
Kelly the Skelly! Nice.
Anyway. I'll just wait for our turn to get interviewed.
It takes a while. You actually notice as you continue to sit there and wait that they actually bring in more groups of people, some actual commoners and whatnot, and take care of all of them before you guys are even really looked at. And you notice as you're, you know, sitting there waiting, basically, that a few of the other individual groups being interviewed do occasionally look back towards your group, sort of gesture towards some member or another of your group before more notes are taken and they're sent along their way.
Are we getting ratted on?
You don't know what's going on because you can't hear the conversations happening.
I smell they're a rat. Do you smell a rat? Us.
They're probably telling them that they saw us go over there. The center.
Well, you do notice you do notice a couple of the groups that are brought in are some of the people that you dragged out of burning buildings. So if somebody is ratting you out, it's probably not those individuals. but as the morning rolls on, this continues to happen, and eventually you guys are the only non-palace staff left in the room.
Oh. Huh.
And most of the guard detail at that point does leave, and the medics carry Lysiae away on the stretcher.
Oh.
And oh, the don't door weep, you're
special.
Suddenly very uncomfortable here.
And at that point in time, most of the scribes and the messengers are dismissed. The vast majority of the guard detail is sent away. And the advisors and the crown prince begin walking down from the center of the room towards your group. Well then, this has certainly been, not Tolvera's finest evening in some regards, but in others... not so bad.
Could have been a lot worse.
That it could have.
I'm going to bow because Prince.
Frag will see.
Yes, of course. Crown Prince, yada, 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 yada. I'm sure you're thrilled. We have slightly more pressing matters at hand than the formalities, if you will excuse me, of course. And, of course, you should, because it's me.
Is that obviously a joke that he's saying?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
The Prince of Tolvera is pretty far renowned for being, well, the Prince of Tolvera. He's handsome as fuck, stylish, and smooth as...
chocolate?
Smooth as chocolate, smooth as butter, smooth as a baby bottom. Insert... smooth as melted chocolate butter on a baby's bottom.
I'm not adding that to the show titles. As smooth as that delightful silk he's probably wearing.
It's a Ver silk, thank you. But yeah, he is...
very suave.
He would basically be Knight Terry Crews if he were of the appropriate... ethnicity. And, you know, shaved head. Instead, he has glorious flowing locks.
Oh, God. Well, it is good to make your acquaintance, even if this isn't the best way.
Well, yes, of course. No ruler truly wants to deal with circumstances such as these, but it is always made slightly better with the news that individuals stepped up to the occasion. And for that, I do extend my sincerest gratitude. There were several people who I've spoken to over the course of this morning who made it a point to address the fact that several members of your entourage were forthwith in evacuating them from harm's way. And, well... what would a city and a kingdom and a ruler be without his subjects? So, again, I thank you for taking care of my people. Now, unfortunately, this is no ceremony of awarding ribbons or medals or honorifics. We do have a bit of a situation on our hands, and given the circumstances, I am very much interested in hearing what you... fine adventurers have to say about what transpired over the evening. As I hear it, you were rather more heavily involved than most.
Well, you would have heard right.
We were right in the thick of it.
We followed the pattern of the flashing lamps to the city's crystal array, where we found a stage set up, surrounded by figures carved as grotesque mockeries of any number of legendary creatures you've probably heard as a child. Upon the stage, and I'll kind of look at Calabras here, Breacher?
Calabras will shrug. something.
Dripping shadowy smoke was essentially torturing Lady Lysaye.
A stage, an audience, and torture. Well, someone certainly has a flair for the dramatic.
Yes, what I can only assume was the creature's voice. It is difficult to describe it. Was very much under the impression that this was a play and we were the audience. We were able to get Lady Lysaye off of the stage, which angered the creature. And that is when our friend unleashed a torrent of creation energy, which countered the negative influences and drove the creature back for now. I highly doubt it's gone for good.
It was like he got the sun and he fired a beam at it.
Hmm. Fascinating. That does match other accounts over the course of the night of the unusual entities that were plaguing the city as a whole, yielding to attacks of a more positive nature.
I was able to hurl starlight aligned energy at one of them and it twisted in on itself and vanished.
Well, unfortunately, nothing much remains to study of these entities as they were either dispatched or promptly absconded. Likely when your friend, as it were, dispatched, I would assume, their master.
The smoke shadow substance that made up this creature very much aligns with the description of a certain incident that my friends and I heard told to us upon our entry to the town.
Yes, our visitor from a few days past. That was, and here I thought that would be the worst of my week.
I'm afraid she was just a precursor.
That is rather troubling. Well,
it's something we have seen before, possibly. I'm not sure if it's exactly the same.
Do tell.
We came from Mossback, and there we met a creature that seemed to sort of ooze this sort of energy.
The Wailing Phantom.
Yeah.
Oh, so it wasn't simply a myth. Well, I'm sure the townsfolk will sing your praises for ages yet to come if that were the case and you were successful in dispatching such a fiend from their tales, but a connection that is concerning.
Yeah,
this smoke like came out and it burnt through the floor and
it was a big thing.
Understandably so. That is not something one attributes to smoke generally, both downward motion and, of course, burning through the floor.
So, if that's where we're at now.
If we could get a closer look, we would likely be able to confirm whether it is in fact the same.
The corpse of the own woman? Well, we'll see if that can be arranged. do send a runner. Make sure it's still there.
Good point.
And one of the advisors will move to the room, exit. You'll hear some muffled but loud orders being shouted, and then that advisor returns into the room, sealing the door behind them. Now then, do tell me more, because this is, of course, where you have the most information to give, I feel. This creature, as you call it. You said that it spoke, so do elaborate, as most things categorized as creature do not also bear the categorization of things which may speak.
I only call it a creature because I don't know what else to call it. As you know, the Torun are a very academic people, and I have never read or heard of or seen any sort of depiction of anything remotely resembling this. And Calabras, I don't think you have either.
He shakes his head.
Fragile is just like, I don't know. It said some weird words, and I tried hitting it, but I couldn't hit it.
Yes, physical attacks do nothing. Even the starlight that dispatched the smaller creatures did nothing. It had a vaguely humanoid shape. It was hooded and cloaked, had dripping smoke chains on it. And of course, give a better description than I can a month later.
I see. The prince will turn and converse very quietly with a few of the advisors for a moment. And you can see that they're still taking notes of what everyone has said so far. And before turning back to you guys again. Now then, you said you do not believe this entity was thwarted.
It's unlikely.
What do you believe happened? After all, you were there at the scene.
It was possibly injured and retreated to recover before coming back.
My head's
injured,
a little ringy,
vanished,
but...
or both.
But I remember the cloak was blown away, and it was just smoke, like a smoke figure. Sorry, I did get hit in the head a little hard.
I see.
But with everything we experienced it, when we first encountered this entity, we were forced to the ground. We could not move, we could not stand, we could hardly breathe. As powerful as my friend was to be able to banish it, I don't think that something that powerful will be defeated so easily.
So by your best estimate, you would consider it an active threat then?
Yes. Look to Calarath.
Something to be cautiously aware of.
Troublesome. Very troublesome. Well, I suppose as we are on a day of sharing information, it does no harm to bring some attention to what has transpired recently. As you know, there was an incident nearly a week back at this point where the aforementioned owned woman single-handedly broke through our main gates. Upon arriving very near to and seeming to head in the direction of the location where you had your own encounter, accounts say that she spoke in very, well, even an educated man such as myself would categorize it as prophetic words. Speaking of tragedy to come, a great disaster to befall everything, so on and so forth. And one of the advisors will scoff a little quietly. The sort of notion an academic type would usually give some sort of doomsday prophecy without further evidence.
Valfrey is going to raise the mom out eyebrow at him and keep listening to the prince.
The mom eyebrow.
Rachel knows what I'm talking about.
And further, some months back, we were approached by a member of the Earthshell race.
Oh.
In, well, relative secret, because of course such an occurrence will draw a few eyes. And they spoke of a darkness in the light. And I cannot, in good faith or in light of present evidence, believe that these events are disconnected.
Valfreya, didn't you say that the light was being chased around in that giant glowing orb in the middle of town?
Yes. It's like there was a, not necessarily a darkness, but a wrongness, an absence of void, chasing the pulsing of the light within the crystal array.
That is most troublesome of all, I feel.
All the lamps went crazy too.
Yes, that was likely a symptom of what was happening with the light. That's also the reason that I felt sick when I tried to use my powers too much.
That was a widespread phenomenon over the course of the evening, as we discovered. Though none seemed to be suffering prolonged effects other than the Lady Lysaia, it would seem. But some of her symptoms do also match that of overdrawing. So there is that. But this is not something the kingdom can take lightly.
Nor the world.
Well, yes, of course, but I am not prince of the world. I only have jurisdiction to the borders of Tolvera and some ways into the ocean along the trade routes, but, well, that's semantics. But here in my kingdom, under my jurisdiction, I will not stand for such an active threat. I do believe we may need to do something about this entity, though I do not know what at this time. Something that you say defies most conventions that you are familiar with as a scholar will be difficult to pin down, as it were. especially if it is capable of removing itself from the vicinity in such an expeditious manner when faced with something it may not wish to deal with.
To be fair, it may have been forcibly removed, but we have no way of knowing that for sure.
That would be the theme of the evening, unfortunately, is that we have no way of knowing. I have my best scholars racking through tomes upon tomes looking for information that we might find useful, but I fear it may be some time yet before we even stumble upon the faintest hint of a clue as to what actually transpired. But I thought we had agreed that this was going to be a more private audience. Who exactly decided that was something we were not following?
Oh, right. So you guys heard that too. Oh, Fragul sighs in relief.
The door is rather briskly opened up, and a messenger trips over himself, running up to the advisors, and begins speaking very expeditiously in conversational tone. It's not the quietest of whispers, but they are trying to keep the information somewhat confidential. But in short, the messenger is here to relay the information that a certain vessel has gone missing from the docks.
Certain vessel?
A boat.
Well, yes.
You see, when people want to traverse seas, Frogul,
I know what a boat is.
Okay.
It's what you fish on.
There are two of them in this call, in fact.
I got one in. Woo!
Well done, Dale. Well done.
Why is that such important?
I would tip my hat, but I'm not wearing it currently.
Why is that so important?
They took the... I hadn't even gotten to try it myself yet. Well, it would appear our infamous guest has decided to take his act to the sea.
Our...
A boat?
Can't you just build a new boat?
Our guest?
The intruder from last night.
He stole a boat.
My personal vessel was stolen from the docks before I could even christen it.
Well,
that's upsetting. I hadn't even decided on a name yet. The nerve.
But.
So, I mean, I think there's some more pressing matters than just a stolen boat.
The matter is the fact that we're trying to find this thing, and it
stole the boat.
Which means that something related to it has a corporeal body that can be tracked down, because how else would it steal a boat?
True.
Which means that we're going to take a boat and look for this boat.
Yes, well, about that. That may be a bit troublesome. The boat was a bit of a pet project of mine and a few of the other scholars from the academy. It's theoretically speaking, unfortunately, because again, I didn't get to try it rather fast.
Where are the prototypes?
Well, if you wish to do some deep diving.
It's not a good time.
I would imagine the test pilots thought the very same thing. Needless to say, pursuing them at this point would be rather difficult. If the calculations were executed correctly, that boat is capable of making the trip to Mazra in little over a couple of weeks.
How long does it normally take?
We were experimenting with light-based propulsion based on some of our private collection.
How long would it make to take to make a new one? Boat?
That was a, by the way, Calabras, you may have noticed a very dangerous expression in Phil Freya's face at that.
We need to find him. I'm sure you wouldn't want us to simply pursue this threat with the worst equipment we could find.
Yes, quite. We may need to reconvene on that, as I'm going to have to ascertain whether or not we can expeditiously throw something together that can even come close to matching that speed. Or, well, hope the trail doesn't go too cold in the month it will take you to make the journey yourselves. That is, of course, if you are willing to go, as you are not subjects of my kingdom. I cannot sequester you to tracking down this threat to my kingdom, but, well, given that you have dealt with it once before and perhaps relations thereof in the past, I should hope there would at least be some level of personal investment at this point.
Yes, we have been
chasing. They did try to kill us, so.
Yeah, we've been chasing this little smoke thing monster for a long time now.
Ah, excellent. I can count on you then. Delightful. Well then,
will you help us with our equipment?
You look particularly fatigued, but do get some rest. And we shall reconvene a little later this evening, perhaps over dinner?
Ooh, dinner sounds good. After sleep.
I suppose that's an invitation we can't properly refuse.
Exactly.
Excellent. I'll see you then.
Also, did we just do the unison thing again, Felix?
Yes.
What the fuck did that soul transfer do?
I don't know. I feel like...
illusion?
Yeah, like, fuck.
I'm entertained by this. I'm not going to lie.
It's a pretty funny plot point.
And on that note, that's going to be it for this episode, guys.
Hey.
Oh man, I'm back. What'd I miss?
Everything.
Nothing. Absolutely nothing. We played cards.
Nothing. Yeah, we played cards from late 2000s.
And we may have made 1/3 of the shippers very happy.
Only 1/3.
Thanks so much.
No, the shippers are miserable. The boat was stolen.
Right? What the hell?
But also, I find that incredibly offensive.
But did the ship set sail?
I appreciate the call out, Dale. I appreciate that one greatly.
Thank you. No, I just anytime.
Thanks so much for hanging out with us, guys. If you want to support this thing that we're doing right now and everything that we do on the Geek.io Network, head over to patreon.com/geek.io. If you want to email the show, you can do so, geekioshow@gmail.com. Just put Manipool in the subject line like our lovely friend Ashley did. If you want to chat with us, you can do so as well. geek-io.net/discord. Anything else before we break for this episode, you guys?
Thank you, Ashley, for emailing us again.
Yes, thank you, Ashley.
I love hearing from people who listen to the show, so every time you send us something, it makes my day.
Yes, absolutely. All right, guys, we will see you next week. Bye.
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 Bye. Bye. Bye.
Hi, my name is Walter Buffalo, and I hope you've enjoyed this KK Media Network production. Copyright 2018, you see how that works?